Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's good to be back again today, and Mark Mariner's with me, and I'm enjoying the fellowship with him. I know him and his family well, and we pray for them on a regular basis. Mark, you joined the IMI after meeting your wife at Camp Beam Inn. Then came that, what some people say, dreaded time of...
Deputation.
But it's really not a bad time, is it?
No, we really enjoyed it. And perhaps it was because of our stage of life. I can understand a little bit why it would be daunting, of course, but God used it to grow us in so many ways, spiritually grow our faith. But honestly, once you get your deputation time scheduled, then you're able to enjoy your time.
Some people may be listening and think, well, what in the world is it? But we missionaries, when we start out, we don't get salaries from the IMI. We trust God to bring the money in, and we go to churches and present our burden, and churches then support us monthly, most of them, and some from time to time. But it's, I believe, one of the greatest training times in the life of a young missionary. So y'all were doing that, and of course, during that time, you had a baby.
Yes. So we had our first right at the tail end of deputation.
Okay.
And so we actually extended our time just a little bit. And even that, we see God's hand in that. But it was a good time. And as you said, God uses it to grow us. And we're able to minister to churches and challenge and encourage them in the area of missions as well. So we really enjoyed that time. And it was after deputation, it kind of it put us in a much better spot to be ready to go to the field.
Sure. I totally agree. I think it's one of the greatest training. It's not a waste of time. It's a ministry.
Amen.
And I'm not on deputation, and I'm not on furlough. I guess I've been on deputation for 25 years, but we see people saved all the time.
Yes, and you know we're able to speak with young people or those considering missions and be able to see them either make a decision or some people come to Camp Bimmy or things like that. To take the next step in their journey of following the Lord with missions, it's such a good time.
And don't you think it's very often true that young people surrender to go to the mission field when they're listening to someone share their testimony like you?
Absolutely. You know, I was listening to a veteran missionary at Camp Bimmy, but I can remember 6 years old and younger in my church listening to so many different testimonies and presentations of fields. And that was the first stirrings in my heart of God calling me to mission. So if we can be used in that way, hey, we're excited as a missionary.
And then before you went to Suriname, you ended up going down and working with another missionary in Guyana.
That's right. Now, Guyana is English speaking and Suriname is Dutch speaking. Right. So that was a big part of that decision. But also, they carry so many similarities. And then the last piece you said is BIMI had a veteran missionary that we were honored to work with, Brother Noel Shrivnoff and his wife, Miss Charlene. And now they've been there over 30 years. And so it was just a huge privilege to be able to work in their church, work under them, and learn from their wealth of experience.
Sure.
As new missionaries.
It keeps you from a lot of pitfalls along the way.
Absolutely. He was able to take my hand and guide me here and there. And I was able to get a lot of experience in a short amount of time because he was able to feed me his experience of 30 years. So it would have been impossible. I've heard someone say, why make all the mistakes when you can learn from someone else's mistakes?
Exactly. And it doesn't always work out. But if there is a veteran missionary on the field where someone's going or next door, like in your case, we really encourage the missionary to consider going and working at least 6 months or a year or time with a veteran missionary on the field. So we're glad it worked out that way for you. And you think that time there, well, I know the answer to that, it got you ready to go to Suriname.
Absolutely. I can't imagine what it would have been like going without doing an internship like that.
Well, looking forward to hearing tomorrow about Suriname.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.